Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I went to a singles event, and when I got there, it was literally 90% women. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm gonna go now.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
Well, yeah, men are over it. We're just over it. You're not worth it. We don't care how pretty you are. We don't even want to jump through the hoops to try to, you know, get laid. None of it is worth it anymore. I just find it funny, man. This isn't the worst looking woman in the world, and she had to go to a dating event.
Pathetic.
Think about that. How many guys have she ignored? How many guys have she been pumped and dumped by? How many guys have she been through one way or another? How many talking stages has she had?
More than 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000.
And she's not even old. I mean, granted, she has a filter on her face, so I don't know how old she is. But this is too young to have to go to a dating event, I'll say that.
Do you know you have 30 minutes?
Are you kidding me?
30, yes.
I don't get it. When a man with a receding hairline tells me he's not looking for anything serious, yeah, you're only roasting him because he wasn't looking for anything serious. You still liked him or you wouldn't be talking to him. You damn sure wouldn't be making a TikTok about him if he was just some lame with a receding hairline.
That's the mathematical reality.
When a woman starts doing personal attacks, that means she really liked you. Because she don't even care to talk about a dude who she don't like. She don't even give him the time of day to insult him. Her TikTok name is Dead Mom Girl. Like, their whole identity is just being a victim or having people feel sorry for him. Dead Mom Girl, that's a little too on the nose, don't you think? I mean, RIP Mom, but really? They all need mental help.
Stop it. Get some help.
If you're feeling like about your dating life, or like everyone sucks, yeah, or you're making terrible decisions, I do want to remind you that I, at 33 business years old, dated a guy with one leg who ghosted me on the 4th of July.
But they never point this out. He might have had one leg, but you know he was drop dead gorgeous. And he had a couple extra dollars, if you know what I mean. He made six figures, and he looked like a model. But she's only going to mention the he had one leg portion of it. So she can seem humble and down to earth. We don't believe you, ma'am.
Nice try.
Keeps in this video that's like, if he loves you, he will get upset, blah, blah, blah. And I've been thinking, like, is that even true? Like, if somebody loves you, will they get upset? Is that the measure at which we can decide whether somebody loves us or not? Like,
what a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
Yeah, that's why they poop test. If they can still, you know, get emotions out of you, they feel like you still care. You know, they want you to feed into their bullshit because they know they can control you emotionally at that point. Look, this is why I say never get mad. Walk out, just leave. Ignore her. That's how you get her back. You don't get mad and punch a wall because she's like, oh, I got him. I can get this type of rage out of him. I got him. Never let a woman control your emotions. And if she keep trying to, like, egg you on and get you mad, stuff like that, toxic bullshit like that, just get out of Dodge, man. Leave the broad. She not worth being with.
No! Oh, shit! Say again!
The best way to be with a woman in a relationship is pretty much indifferent. I'm not saying don't put any effort, but as far as having your, you know, emotions super tied up with her, nah. Be indifferent and super logical and practical. That's how you need to deal with these women. That don't mean you can't care for her, you can't do a good deed from time to time, you can't cuddle up with her from time to time, but generally speaking, cool, calm, and collected. And ain't pressed if you come or go. You cool, I like you and all, but hey, if you leave, I'll be alright.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a fuck.
If they don't get upset, then they don't love us. If they do get upset, then they do love us. Anyway, the conclusion I've come to is, like, no, that is no way to measure the way that somebody feels about you. Like,
yeah, duh, common sense. They don't realize common sense until they're 35, 40, 45. It's too late by then. You're already damaged and fucked up. And if you did get with an emotionally healthy man or whatever, you would sabotage it or you would cheat on him. You're already done. You're done and dusted. You cannot make a relationship work with a good man, no matter how many epiphanies you have about your past toxic ways. Ruined for life. Stamped, signed, sealed, delivered, all that shit.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all
okay,
passion.
Your passion,
yes,
is coming off as erratic.
Some people don't like crying. Some people won't get upset about things, like, because of their conditioning, like, because of the way they've been brought up and because of what they believe is right or wrong. Like, no matter how much they love you, they won't get upset. And equally, some people really enjoy getting upset and use it as a way to get their needs met. So they may not love you, but they may be using this tactic of being upset as a way to get what they want in a relationship.
That's pretty much 85% of modern women that you just explained right there. This woman looks like she's on drugs. I don't want to hear anymore. She's giving me a fake-ass Amy Winehouse vibe.
Try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
So come on, who is it? Is it men or is it women that are putting all this pressure on women to look a certain way?
But I don't know it. And I don't care to know it.
Women.
Why do we all have to look the same? I don't understand. Okay, before anyone comes at me, yes, I have my lashes done, I have my hair done, I have my nails done.
Don't tell me you're innocent. Because it insults my intelligence.
I've had nothing else done. Had braces when I was younger, which is the best thing my mum and dad ever done for me because they've given me nice teeth and I now look after them and realise they're such a massive part of your appearance.
Okay.
But there's nothing to say because you didn't get it done younger, you can't have them done now. You don't need to fly to Turkey to get a massive set of fucking ashes. And you don't need to have your bum done and your boobs done. Like, where has natural women gone? I just don't understand. Like,
is it that fucking hard, bitch?
Women are always going to compete with other women, you know, for who's the best looking F meat. It's just a part of your nature. And women are followers, too. And women just are going to find something to follow no matter what, whether that be men, whether that be social media, whether that be TV commercials or her other dingbat friends. Women are going to follow. It's going to be very rare that you come in contact with a woman who's truly independent minded.
When it comes to the patriarchy and misogynist.
And look, men's complaint about modern women isn't their looks, even though all that extra stuff do look ridiculous. Our complaints is your brain. And the fact that you're narcissistic and addicted to attention, you know, like you are with this TikTok account.
I've heard this where you're born in the 80s and you age better because we didn't grow up with all this injecting this into us.
What, you want a cookie?
I'm afraid that men are about to do their big one. I've been calling this little time blip in our lives right now the great flailing when it comes to men.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
I have daddy issues, and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
I'm sure you've all noticed in the past couple years, this slow but steady rise in female consciousness about centering men in their lives and the toxic masculinity. And that
I really don't feel any type of desire or like attraction to men in general anymore. And that's also because of my personal collective experiences that I've had with like dating like the wrong types of men and things like that.
Yes, we know. We know. Men are toxic. Don't center men in your lives. Look, by the time a woman is talking like this, she ain't got to worry about a man, period, because it won't be one around. By the time a woman is on TikTok talking about female movements, having a man is off the table anyway. Men are still centered in your lives because your whole TikTok page, I'm sure, is bashing men. So that's still centering men.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot. Nigga, I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
Women aren't becoming more conscious. Because if they were becoming more conscious, they would actually become better people. Instead of always playing a victim and blaming men for everything. And they would stop chasing the top 10% men and be more realistic. Please, don't center men. We don't like y'all anyway anymore. So just, I mean, yeah, leave us alone. We just want to plow you. And we know, you know, Chad's going to continue to do that.
Will I ever stop crying over emotionally unavailable men? No. But will I at least stop trying to date them? Also, no.
What do you gain from that?
Take your nose ring and your stupid highlights and go move to an island somewhere by yourself. Nobody wants to deal with you, even the women.
Ooh, no, none for me, thanks. Ooh.
Heteronormative ways and comp het, they saw it and they started throwing fits. They were punching girls in New York City just in broad daylight.
No, men weren't doing that to women in New York City. There were some men who were doing it. But see, they think in extremes, man. They think in extremes. They're cool with lumping all men into a group that only 10% of men really fit. Same thing they do when they talk about, you know, Long Stick Rick and Long Rod Todd. When they say, oh, men are trash, they treat us bad, they ghost us on dates, 85% of men wouldn't ghost a pretty girl on a date. Fucking period. Flat the fuck out. He would be at home jumping for joy, you know, singing songs and shit, if he got a date with a pretty chick.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker.
There were incels saying that they needed to start essaying as many women as possible so that they could spread their seed.
It's over. Go home. Go.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.